Hello, farmer theologian here. When you hear of someone coming into great wealth, what is your reaction? We hear of folks who win millions of dollars in the lottery and we think they have it made. Thoughts of exotic automobiles and palatial homes begin to stir in our minds along with a newfound popularity. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 37 and 38, it says, "Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels." The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 3, 8 speaks of the unsearchable riches of Christ. The riches of this world are temporary and can in no way assure you of God's mercy. No amount of money can purchase redemption for your eternal soul, nor can riches assure you of the deep inner peace which may only be obtained through faith in Jesus Christ. Friends, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world," and I'm so very glad he said it. You may contact me at farmertheologian@gmail.com. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord.